Okay, why don't we give another big hand to Bill and Annette Weiss.
You know, we love talking about all the good things of God, all the uplifting messages, the faith messages, about wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and God's favor, and all those messages we all enjoy hearing. But tonight, even though this is a really serious and sobering message, and you're going to hear about the horrors of hell, more importantly, you're going to hear about how much God loves us and how much He has done for us, His mercy. Amen? Just how much mercy He has for us.
That's right. It is not a message of condemnation. It's a message of warning. And just as in today's society, we all expect to be warned when a hurricane or a tornado is approaching, we expect to be warned from the weather service. We also expect to be warned when we pick up a bottle of medication and we want to see, are there any side effects to this medication I'm taking? We also want to be warned when we buy a piece of property. There's a lot of disclosures and there's a lot of things that have to be disclosed. We want to be warned if there's a defect in the home. And you know, especially as a loving parent, we're going to warn our child not to go into the busy street and play because we want to protect that child from danger. And so it is with God. He is trying to protect mankind from going to a horrible place called hell. And He doesn't want anyone to go there.
That's right. You know, and it's interesting, if most of us go on a vacation, we want to do some research. We want to find out about the hotels, restaurants, the sites to see. So we do some investigation on going on a trip. Yet, most people don't do any investigation about where they're going to go after they die. It's interesting, they'll put a lot of effort into a short vacation, but almost no effort into eternity. And so tonight, I'd ask if there's anybody here that really isn't familiar with the Bible and heaven and hell and so forth. We've all been raised with different beliefs, and we're not here to denigrate anyone's belief, but I would like to share with you what the Bible has to say about eternity. So I'd ask you to please be open and listen to what we have to say, and at the end, then you form your opinion and make your decisions. Even Dr. Chuck Missler, one of the great teachers in our world today, he said the only sure barrier to truth is to assume you already have it. And I believe that even Mark Twain, he said that we're all ignorant. It's just about different things. So it's true. So we can all be open and learn from each other. Amen.